The hand that you cannot bite, kiss.
So after I gave her some bread, she told me that Jack had bought some stuff, herbs for his head. I tried to find out which herbs, but she was stubborn, refused to tell me. She wouldn't budge, no matter how much I offered her.
They don't turn down money.
Yeah, I can't figure that one. I offered her 100 dirhams and no deal. And then I just said, set your own price, but nope. Something's behind it.
You knew it wasn't your headache powder Mr. Jack was after.
That's true. You could buy an aspirin in any pharmacy. And yet he meditated. He never used any drugs. And we talked about that one afternoon. Mojo, I was thinking, when you put on your jalaba, you can pass for an African.
Booba booba.
Yeah. Look, what I was thinking, you could move about without stirring any attention. You could follow someone without causing suspicion. It's no use you talking to Fatma. My asking her questions is, well, it's put her on her guard. This is a long chance, but if there's something else going on, she may lead you to it. Who knows?
Ain't much to go on, boss. But I like the intrigue. I'll see where she goes. There's always something else behind, something else that's behind.
Yesterday, you asked me to explain what occurred after death. And so today I will tell you. Perhaps a tea, my dear.
Thank you.
In reality, there is no such thing as death. There is no such thing as the cessation of individual intelligence. What we name death is but a stage in the orderly evolution of life. From this, the physical plane, it is death or departure. But viewed from the astral world, it is arrival. Death and departure from one plane is simply birth or arrival upon another. You see?
But it's not birth as we know.
No, no. There is a time when each human being should die. A time when the physical body has fulfilled its mission, has accomplished the purpose for which it exists. When the body becomes old, the consciousness can no longer keenly express itself through an impaired machine, a worn-out instrument. It is an advantage for the ego to withdraw from it. Death itself is painless.
Oh, what happens then? I mean, after death?
The astral world. Their physical pain. The weariness of the body is left behind. The change is too immense to describe. The freedom without having to care for the body is tremendous. I leave that to your imagination, my dear. For it is the form that limits. And when the form perishes, the limitation is removed. Astral region has several subdivisions. Our location there depends on the source of life we live here. For example, if a man lives a very low, a bachelor, very selfish life, you see, he sets up the vibrations that attract into his astral body the grossest grade of astral matter, and this will carry him when he dies to the most undesirable subplane of our world, the lower astral regions. Just as certainly as a gross impulse here on this earth will take him to where it may be gratified, comprenez?
That would be hell?
The descriptions of purgatory or hell were undoubtedly inspired by this lower region. You see, my dear, the astral region as a whole is the world of desires, passions, and emotions. The astral life is not punitive, but purgative. For during our physical lives, we generate certain forces that have not their full expression. And this stored up energy must work itself out on the invisible plane. All hatred, envy, jealousy, anger, gross desire, appetite, which we indulge here on earth, inevitably must be worked out there. And those who have lived clean, wholesome, unselfish life here pass quickly to the loftiest conditions of the astral world for the simple reason that they have been all along attracting the rarest grade of astral matter to their astral bodies until it predominates.
When is this astral life finished?
The time varies. When the forces that hold us to the astral plane are exhausted, we pass into the mental region. This does not mean a movement in space, but a transfer of the consciousness to the mental body. For whereas the astral is a purgative plane where undesirable forces are exhausted, the mental plane is a place for assimilation, the harvest time, the period in which we reap the rich rewards of noble thought and deed and garner the wisdom from all the experience we have passed through on the other plane. There, in a perfectly blissful state, in a state of ecstasy impossible to describe, we remain for a time.
I've been squatting here in this alley watching that Fatma Tajim for about 2 hours now. Nothing's happening. My knees have that uneasy feeling that the rest of their life might be spent bent. Wait a minute. She's closing up. Look, there she goes. And here I go. Ow! Come on, man. Get shuffling. Hey, I'm supposed to look like one of you.
The house may shop, the auction market.
Hello, tourist.
What is this? What?
Look.
More guys, Gritty.
Here's a door, okay? That's a door.
Gritty, you don't know more.
Now, where did she go?
I take it then that the soul stays up there until it's time to incarnate again?
There is more that must be comprehended first, my dear. Let us return to where we are now, on the physical plane. See, this clairvoyant sight, you could observe your true inner woman, Mademoiselle Skies, we should perceive several subtle bodies. Your physical body is surrounded and permeated by the matter of the astral body. Then, both your physical and astral bodies are enveloped and impenetrated by the matter of the mental body, and all three of them are within the embracing control of the causal or spiritual body.
That's quite a few bodies.
Maybe. Understand that these visible and invisible bodies are vehicles of consciousness. And it is the causal or spiritual vehicle that is the only one that does not perish before another incarnation begins. The physical, astral, and mental bodies are but temporary aggregations of matter that the soul uses for a while and then discards. Not so the spiritual body. It is your hall of records, the result of the past experiences gathered through all the incarnations. All the skill and the knowledge evolved has been stored in this causal body and can be used in following incarnations in the exact degree that the lower vehicles are able to transmit its lofty vibrations. That is why we must purify the lower bodies and make them responsive. It is because what we learn in each life is preserved in each individual that the progress of the human race is possible.
Oh, witch is quick. I lost her good. I didn't see her anywhere. May as well get back. There was an old man who supposed this deep door was partially closed, but some very large rats ate his coats and his hat, while that cute old gentleman dozed.
And so, my dear, let me wrap this up. When the heavenly life is finished, then experience has been transmitted and the next game has been built into the enduring spiritual body, the mental, like the astral body, has been dissipated. The end of the cycle has come. Exactly, astral and mental bodies have all perished. Only the soul, functioning through the spiritual body, remains. From that, the ego sends the forces outward in the first activity towards rebirth, forming a new mental body by drawing about itself the matter of the lower levels of the mental plane, then securing a new astral body on the astral plane, and finally taking possession of another infant body to be reborn on the physical plane. And so, another incarnation has begun.
Oh no. I lost her, boss.
Well, what did she do? Outrun you?
She just disappeared in the thin air like some people do.
You're kidding, right?
Yeah. She just turned a corner somewhere and... What you looking at, boss?
Come here. Look out there. See that?
What's that? That's her. What's she doing in this place, boss?
Well, I hate to say it, but it looks as though she ended up following you, Mojo.